This is Brian Patton, and you're listening to the Best of 2018 chapter of As the Story Grows.
What would you say you do here?
Have a good time all the time.
Dominate.
Who's got it better than us?
Nobody!
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm blathering about. I've got information, man.
I want you to be realistic.
What do you love about music?
I am being realistic.
As the story grows.
I always wanted to be part of a small rebellion.
You got this, Travis. Make them wait for it. Boom.
Welcome to the next chapter of As the Story Grows. I am Brian Patton, and the state of the podcast is strong. Terrible joke. Hope everybody's geared up, ready to have a good Christmas, New Year's. Hope everyone had a good Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus, whatever you celebrate. Hope your holidays are going well. Got a long break here between Christmas and New Year's. The podcast will be on break between Christmas and New Year's. But I hope everybody has enjoyed the last few episodes. Chris Foley of Luxury and Nathan Burke of The Out Circuit. Really love getting to talk with those guys. We have some awesome, awesome episodes coming up in 2019. If you are a Patreon subscriber, I promise you that a new As the Story Grows After Dark will be up online this weekend. I promise you it will go up this weekend. And that will have details about what is coming up on the podcast. So Patreon subscribers, make sure you check out After Dark to hear who's coming up. As for the rest of you, you'll just have to wait and see. Keep your eyes peeled. Be hitting it hard in January. If you've liked some of these old Tooth and Nail artists, you are going to want to make sure you tune in every week. We got some good ones coming up. This week, Best of 2018. I invited four of my favorite people to talk about music with to come on the show and share their favorite albums of the year. So we have Adam Morgan from Hope's Fall, Matt Traxler from Steadfast Records, Ryan Parrish from In Parallel, and I get to introduce to the podcast my best friend, former bandmate, former co-host of the Cycle podcast, a podcast we did before I was working on As the Story Grows, Mr. Josh Hursom. You'll get to hear a little bit of our back and forth banter as we cover favorite albums, what we're excited for next year, and maybe talk a little smack. It's a good one. There is a link in the show notes to my personal top 30 list for the year over at themeltdownmusic.com. That is in the show notes. And I included a Spotify playlist where you can hear tracks from all of those. So check those out. Without further ado, let's get to Adam Morgan. Hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode.
About your favorite records of this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
So what you got, man?
All right. I was thinking about it today, and I could only really come up with about 10 or so, because I'm still that guy that always listens to old shit all the time. But
10? That's great.
Yeah. So the one that I've been listening to a lot recently, and I really just discovered them about a month ago, and they had an album come out this year, is a band called Somerset Thrower, and the album is called Godspeed. And they got like this awesome kind of 90s vibe, kind of emo rock thing going on, and I just really like it a lot.
Cool.
Yeah, they're really good. Somerset Thrower. Thrower.
I'm going to have to look that up. I've not heard of them.
Yeah, it's S-O-M-E-R set, Somerset Thrower. Man, they're really good. They're like kind of like Knapsack meets Gin Blossom meets Silver Sun Pickups or something. I don't know.
Oh,
they got they got like a gritty, like kind of just high energy, original 90s-esque kind of sound. It's really good. It's really good. I think you'd dig it.
Cool.
So, and then also, the Cursive record that came out this year, Vitriola.
So good.
Oh my God. Such a return to form for them. It was unbelievable. I mean, I was going to buy the record no matter what when it came out. You know, I've been listening to the Cursive for over 20 years now, and, you know, I honestly did not expect it to be this awesome, and I love it. So that was a big highlight of this year for me. I know it's not a full length, but I got to throw In Parallel, Broken Codes album or EP on there.
It's excellent. Obviously.
So good. Love all those guys. I can't wait. I hope they do a full length, and I hope they just put out so much more. Really looking forward to see how they grow, you know, as their first attempt of kind of doing this music and stuff, this way without a drummer and the loops and everything like that. I love it. They've done a great job with the first release. So
yeah.
Another one is Lifted Bells, Minor Tantrums. Are you familiar with them at all?
Oh yeah, Bob Nana, man, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I love Bob. Yeah, anything he does is great.
Yeah, but I mean, he found some players, man. These guys, I don't know. I'm sure they're from all kinds of other different bands, but I mean, they are some serious musicians. You know, it's almost like Braid 2.0 for 2018. Like, these guys are killer.
Right, and like the full length is way more mathy than any of the EPs they've done. It's way more technical.
Yes,
my opinion.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a really good one that kind of surprised me this year. What else? I've got a hardcore kind of metalcore metal band called Grey Haven.
Okay.
I believe this was their first release, their first album, and they're on Equal Vision, and the name of their album is Empty Black. They're just kind of really technical, but also melodic, and just really awesome. And I don't listen to a lot of heavy music anymore that much, but these guys, I don't know, they struck a chord with me, and they're just really good. We played a couple shows with them up in New York earlier this year, and then they came down to Charlotte and played a show with us as well. So awesome dudes, awesome record, love it. Got a local band here that's on 6131 Records. They are called Late Bloomer.
Oh, yeah, that's a good record.
Yeah, and the album is called Waiting. Just kind of indie rock. I guess you could lump them into emo, but I just kind of see it more as a kind of indie rock. Kind of got a little bit of a 90s vibe going on. Just good shit. I mean, awesome stuff. Oh, what else? The last few years, I've really, really gotten into, I guess you would call it like ambient modern classical music. Stuff that's very strings and piano heavily based, and then like they'll throw in like a couple little sprinkles of kind of like a digital electronic aspect too, that kind of creates like an atmosphere over kind of the more organic instruments. It's really, really great shit, and it's like all I listen to lately, for like I said, for the past couple years. So one of the artists is a guy from Iceland, and his name is Ólafur Arnalds, and he put out an album. You're familiar?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know he put out an album this year, but I have a bunch of his older stuff, yeah.
Yeah, he put out an album called Remember, and it's phenomenal. And on that same note, there's another guy from Australia who's a modern classical composer, and his name is Luke Howard, and he has an album called Open Heart Story that came out. This probably my most played album of 2018. Listen to it all the time, and it's very I think his main instrument is piano, but he incorporates a lot of strings, a lot of electronic kind of atmosphere-esque kind of stuff on top of it too. It's very chill. I love it. Can't get enough of that stuff lately. So, go ahead.
No. I was saying that's cool. I was going to throw, I don't want to make an assumption, but, do you listen to Hammock at all? If you're into that sort of thing,
I'm not familiar with a ton of their stuff, but I have listened to it before. And what I remember of hearing, I really dug, but I never just really dug in any deeper than like a first listen or two. So they're like, are they kind of heavier?
No, their first few records, and I guess maybe like they have a bunch of stuff that's way more kind of post rocky in the ambient stuff, way more guitar based. But their third record was a record they did. It was all music they did for Jonesy and Alex. They had an art gallery, so Hammock did all the music for that. That was way more string based. But they've gone way more of the classical ambient route the last like three records. Then it's been super cool. And they just put out another record like last week called Universals. That's super killer. Yeah, I think you dig it. Anyways, that's
dude, if you said that they did something for Jonesy and Alex, then holy crap, yes. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's like the biggest stamp of approval ever. I mean, I love the Jonesy or Jonesy and Alex stuff. Oh my god, like the Black Mirror Hang the DJ score that Alex Summers did is amazing. Oh my god. The Captain Fantastic score that Alex did is incredible. All this liminal stuff that they're doing together now is great. So I will definitely check out the newer Hammock stuff. Thank you so much.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And so also along those lines, it's not out yet, but there's a new album coming out in March, I think, or maybe April, by a guy named Sebastian Plano. And he's incredible. And he does that ambient kind of modern classical stuff too as well. And that's probably my most anticipated release of next year. So wanted to throw that out there as well since we're talking about that stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's awesome. So also, of course, Failure. It's like got a long title. In the future, your body will be the furthest thing from your mind, I think is the name of the album.
Yeah, the three EPs that are all combined together make a giant title.
Yeah, I've been jamming that a lot lately too.
Yeah, that was cool.
Of course, I mean Failure. They can't do anything bad. And so that's nine. And the last one I kind of had on my list that I've just started diving into, and I like it a lot, but I still haven't spent much time with it, but it just based on their old stuff, I know I'm going to dig it so much, is Hours has a new album out that just came out a couple weeks ago. Yeah, called New Age Heroin 2. Are you familiar with Hours?
Yeah.
That dude can sing his ass off. Oh my God.
She doesn't want to be dead in the water. Yes, she swims out to sea.
Matt Traxler, Steadfast Records. Thanks for coming and talking about your favorite records of 2018.
Yeah, Brian, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to do this. I spent a little bit of time last night kind of sorting through all of these and looking at the records I bought and a couple that I didn't buy that I just streamed and are now on my list to buy. So it was a fun thing to put together.
Awesome.
So, yeah, so I pulled about, I had a few more than 10, but I kind of narrowed it down to 10.
Okay.
For good form, I guess. But yeah, start going through them. It's kind of all over the place as I went through this. Like, man, a lot of these records just don't fit together at all.
That's great.
Yeah, totally. That's sort of, I don't know, I just like almost everything I hear. Not everything, but, you know, I like so much music that I couldn't just pick 10 of one specific genre.
Right.
I'll start. First one is a Belgium black metal band. I'm not specifically sure how you pronounce their name, but I'm going to try it. Weijdude, maybe.
Okay.
They put out a record. Not even going to try to pronounce that, but it's the third volume. It's De Doden Heben Het Goed 3.
oh, man.
But man, it's brutal. It's so good. It's one of my favorite metal records I've heard in quite a while.
Cool.
Just been listening to that one quite a bit this year. What else? Jamascus, Elastic Days. Really probably my favorite of his work that maybe in forever, but definitely since like some of the Dinosaur Jr. stuff. That record just really grabbed me more than he's always good. He's such a talented dude, but this one just really stood out to me more than some of the other ones.
I haven't even listened to that record yet this year. Man, I forgot about that. I'm going to have to go download that too before I put my list together.
It caught me off guard because I haven't followed him hardcore. Like, I'll always check stuff out when I see it pop up. But I just popped it on the one day when I saw it came out, and it just, like, I went and bought it that day. It was so, so good.
Awesome.
Then from there, I'd say Hot Snakes, Jericho Sirens. Record is just killer. It seems like more than a year ago that thing came out, but I looked and it was like earlier this spring, and that thing was on the record player a lot throughout the summer. Yeah. It's a good summer record.
Yeah.
From there, I'd say This Will Destroy You. They put out a two-volume record. And the first one, it was just mind-blowingly good, one of my favorites of theirs overall. The second one was good as well, but didn't make my list. The first one really stood out to me. Down at number six, I've got God's Favorite Customer, Father John Misty's newest one. He put out a live thing with Third Man, so probably not his official newest, but that one I really liked. I like all of his stuff, but it's cool to kind of see him grow over time, and it's just always fun. That's one of those records his stuff is always one of those records that just kind of, the more I listen to it, the more things I hear. I'll just hear new melodies or new instruments that I never picked up on. So those are always fun to listen to.
Yeah. Did Branson ever play
alongside Saxon Shore when he was in Saxon Shore as their drummer?
I don't think so. I feel like I know a bunch of people from that circle, but I don't know that I ever really knew. I knew of him mostly from Fleet Foxes.
Yeah.
But I don't think I ever really knew him personally. We may have played with him. I'm not positive, to be honest.
It was probably like a Purple Door Fest where you guys were on the same stage,
right,
like hours apart.
Right. Yeah, totally.
And
yeah.
Now he's a superstar. Okay. So.
Yeah, crazy. So crazy. But yeah, it's crazy how many people I know that just like know him from back in the day. And like,
yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's always nice to see somebody kind of make it and pull through. And, you know, I'm always just happy when that happens. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so number five, I've got Def Haven,
oh, yeah.
Ordinary Corrupt Human Love. That's so good. I love that record. Just one of my favorites of theirs overall. It's really well done.
Yeah. Yeah, they stepped it up.
Yeah, big time. Big time. Yeah, it was cool to... There's definitely some, like, growth and progression that you can hear just trying new stuff, and but still sounds like them.
Yeah,
pretty cool. Number four, Damian Jurado, Horizon Just Left.
Yeah.
Just a beautiful record.
Mm-hmm.
Such an incredible songwriter. Just love that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Nothing, Dance on the Blacktop. Really like that one. That was just a fun listen to. One of those ones that just kind of I keep going back to, just because it's, even though it just came out, it just feels nostalgic and reminds me
yeah.
of stuff I would listen to in high school. Just fun.
Yeah. That's another one I still haven't checked out, and I loved Tired of Tomorrow, so I definitely need to check that one out too.
I need to go back and check out some of their older stuff, because they weren't really on my radar before this, and I just kept seeing stuff about this new one, so I checked it out. It's really impressive.
Yeah.
Number two, Beach House is Seven.
Cool. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, one of my favorite bands for a long time. I still haven't got to see them live and really want to get that happening at some point in the near future. But yeah, I just love that record. I don't think I have heard a Beach House song that I don't love or don't feel some connection to. Just so cool. Everything they do, I love. And then my number one for the year, hands down favorite, Hope's Falls, Arbiter. It's just
yeah.
such an amazing record, man. I just can't believe that thing. It's so much fun. So, like, it's this, like, kind of throwback, but sounds so new and fresh and current, and I just love that record, man. It's so awesome to see that they're still doing it. Like, that thing caught me off guard. I didn't hear anything about it until, like, right before it came out, and I couldn't believe they were just kind of popped back on the scene, and then just blew me away with how great it was.
Yeah, I was telling Adam that last night when I talked to him. I was like, not trying to be ass kissy, but like that record it's so huge sounding, and like
yeah
it's the atmospherics and the heavy, it's also good, and I think Jay is a tremendous vocalist and lyricist, but he
yeah,
just blows
yeah,
me away.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally. Yeah. It was I think it took me like at least a couple weeks before I even listened to side two, because I just kept playing the first side over and over. It was
yeah.
so good. I just kept wanting to hear those songs.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it, man. That was my favorite one, I think, this year. Was hard to sort of narrow it down to 10. There were a couple other really good ones. The New Cursive I really loved. New Behemoth, New Low. Mogwai did a soundtrack this year that I really loved, but yeah, I think those were probably the 10 that I liked the most.
Awesome, man. Well, thanks so much for sharing. Steadfast Records had a great 2018. Both DeZeo and Branson vinyl releases look and sound amazing. You guys did a killer job with that. And I'm really looking forward to the High Praise record in 2019. So,
awesome, man. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm really excited to get some. We got some cool stuff planned for next year. I'm really excited to get cranking on it and get some new music out.
Talk about your favorite music, your favorite albums of 2018. What do you got for me, man?
Okay. Well, disclaimer, I didn't listen to a ton of stuff this year. I'm usually pretty good about digging to find new stuff. So I think a lot of the stuff that I ended up liking was from artists I already, you know, enjoy. But I'd say probably the album I listened to the most was the Teenage Wrist record, Chrome Neon Jesus. That one just hit me in the right place and found myself going back to it again and again. They're nice guys as well. I met them when they came through town and, great record.
Awesome. That's a new one I've not heard yet. And all the people I've talked to, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, if you're into, you know, I don't know, they kind of remind me of '90s kind of shoegazy, but also has kind of like this underlying kind of pop edge, which is cool. The songs are, you know, singable, big melodies, and I highly recommend it. It's a banger from beginning to end. That's definitely the one I listen to the most out of everything, for sure.
Awesome. That sounds like it's right up my alley. So I'll
check that one out. They also had an EP that they released several years back called Dazed, which I love as well. Back in 2015, I think. Both are really great. Other than that, man, I'm trying to think. I really, it kind of snuck up on me, the new Failure record. I absolutely love, and I'm kind of blown away that those guys are still able to make such a consistent product so many years after they broke up, you know?
Yeah.
It just, the opening track was very surprising. It kind of had a different delivery with Ken's vocals, and, they're one of my favorite bands, and Greg Edwards, their guitar player, is for sure probably top five guitar players for me. And it's just a solid record, man. I probably listen to that one second most, I'd say, if I'm rating, the amount of spins per record. let me think. Another one that it wasn't a full length album, even though Trent kind of pitched it as that, but, Bad Witch, the Nine Inch Nails release was really, really cool. Really different for them. I feel like they tried some new things, and they got jazzy a little bit on a song where Trent picks up the tenor sax, which is really cool. And I got to see him this towards the end of the summer this year live again, and they played a lot of material off of it, and live it was even better live. And I've been a
a long time fan of him for a long time. So,
Matt, my favorite thing about talking to different people about their favorite record is sometimes you don't realize people release new music, and I didn't even realize Nine Inch Nails put out new music this year. And I love Nine Inch Nails, so.
Yeah, he did a series of three EPs back-to-back, and this was the final installment of that series, and I don't know, man. I just respect Trent a lot as an artist, and he has a vision, and he follows through with it, which is always cool.
Yeah, they've done some really great stuff the last, like, decade.
Yeah, man.
That's been under the radar.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, and I just like to see bands that are kind of later in their career taking chances and doing interesting things, even if they're not kind of part of the zeitgeist, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was really cool. I wrote down a little list here so I wouldn't forget. This British band, Shame, I'm not sure if you've heard them. They put out a record called Songs of Praise. Really cool, like young kids, a lot of anger, a lot of energy. A cool album, man. It just has its own vibe, and I really, really enjoyed kind of looking up live clips of them on YouTube and kind of watching them just go off, which is always
awesome.
Fun.
Yeah.
What else? You know, I'm a longtime Interpol fan. I mean, going on 15 or 16 years now, and they put out a new one, Marauder, which I thought was pretty cool. It definitely had some strong tracks on it. It felt more of like a return to form of their kind of core sound, as opposed to maybe some of the last couple of records. So that was fun. Fun to listen to, and you know, the closing track on that record is really, really great. So that was a fun one. I got to see Smashing Pumpkins this summer, which was awesome. You know, and one of my all-time favorite bands, and Metric opened for them, and I'm a fan of Metric as well, and seeing them live in a club, but seeing them in an arena was a cool experience, and they had played a new song that I hadn't heard called Now or Never Now, which really resonated with me this year, and ended up coming out on their new record, Art of Doubt, which I found really enjoyable for me. But yeah, check out that Metric record, Art of Doubt.
Metric, yeah. Okay.
Really cool. Great tones. I respect that band a lot. They've kind of done their own thing and done it kind of slightly under the radar, which is cool. Let's see. I'm a big fan of this guy named Chris Thiele. He's a mandolin player, and he got his start in a band called Nickel Creek, which was kind of, I guess, progressive bluegrass band. But
yeah.
He's got a new a project called Punch Brothers, which is basically like, I think, five or six guys that just, you know, are basically a clinic on how to play their instruments. And they put out a new record this year called All Ashore that is really, really beautiful. And honestly, the opening track alone is you know, worth putting it on the list. It's just such an amazing song and something that I would just return to over and over and over again. And I'm not a guy that, like, listens to one song over and over a lot. And when I find a song like that, you know, it's rare, and that opening track on that record, I probably would listen to five times in a row. A really cool record. If you're into acoustic music, I know it's a bit of a, not maybe what some people would think I would listen to, but really, really cool stuff.
That's cool. And Chris Thiele from Nickel Creek, he's the host from, was it Live From Here Now, which used to be a Prairie Home Companion, right?
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm That's doing a cool. quick search here. Yeah, he's the host from Live From Here, which used to be Aquarium Companion, but for terrible reasons, they had to change the name, but we won't get into that here.
Yeah, well, yeah, if you're looking for something more mellow and something incredibly progressive and technical, that's not, you know, metal, I'd say check that record out. It's cool. I'm trying to think of what else. My former band Hope's Fall put out a new record this year, and I was really, really impressed with what they put together, really enjoyed listening to Arbiter, and it's been really neat to see the reaction from fans and to see that kind of continue on, almost 20 years after the band started is kind of a neat thing. So, even though I wasn't technically on the record, in a way I feel tied to the guys because they're still my brothers. I'm just incredibly proud of what they put out there.
Adam was on the show and he put In Parallel, Broken Roads on his
awesome.
List. So it's great. So a lot of interband love. There's a lot of love for Hope's Fall and In Parallel on the show. So
that's awesome,
great.
Man. You never think that things will resonate that many years later. So it's always cool to witness. There was a kind of a solo artist, this guy named George Clanton, who put out this record called Slide. That's really cool if you're into more of an electronic kind of laid back hazy type of vibe for a record. I'd recommend checking that one out. It was really cool. I like to put that one on when I'm at work. I can kind of zone out and block everything out, which is nice. And not that I listen to my own record a lot, but I'm just really pleased that we finally got Broken Codes out into the world. So just as a personal achievement for me, that was a big thing in 2018. And then obviously, you coming alongside Brian and helping us out and pressing it on vinyl, it kind of made it even sweeter, to hold it in physical form. And, we're a small band, but it's been really cool to see the feedback we've gotten from it. And people have been very positive, which has been really, 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 really good for us this year.
Yeah, man. I put Broken Codes on my list this year, and it's high up on my list because I love it, which is why I wanted to work with you guys and put the record out. Last year I put out a record and I didn't put it on my list, and I kind of regretted it because I was like, well, I shouldn't put something on my list of a band I work with. But this year I'm like, if I'm working with a band, it's because I love their music and I love their record. So it should definitely be on my favorite list. So, Broken Codes is such a great record. And if anybody hasn't heard it, I can't say enough good things about it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. And, definitely much love to you for all the help on it. Please, anybody that listens to the podcast, support Brian and his label and order a copy. Maybe order a friend a copy for Christmas or something like that.
Yeah, everything sounds better on vinyl.
It does. And just to get nerdy, we did have it remastered specifically for vinyl.
It does on Bandcamp. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It does have a better sound for sure. I'm trying to think if there's anything else, man. I mean, there's a kind of a, and it's not an album, but they're about to put out an album in 2019, but there's this band that I really enjoy from Australia called Two People. They used to be in a band called Snackadactyl, which is a terrible band name, but there are these young Australian kids, and they put out one amazing record under that name. And then two of them, after the band broke up, decided to keep going, and they call it Two People. And they released two singles this year, I'm Tied to You and Something to Talk About, which I really love. And I came back to those songs over and over again too. And looking forward to hearing that record. Hopefully sometime in 2019 is the projection.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think other than that, man, I mean, there were definitely some albums on the periphery that I, you know, listened to here and there, you know, gave a couple spins. But I feel like those were the ones that I kept coming back to, which I feel like is, you know, kind of a litmus test for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Awesome, man. Well, I appreciate you coming on and sharing your favorite records of the year.
And, absolutely, man.
Hopefully somebody will discover something new and check a record out.
That's always fun when people find new stuff, for sure.
I'm stoked to have you on. I miss talking to you about music all the time. So, not that we don't text about it all the time, but
right.
In podcast form.
right.
Got a whole wide range of different albums that people love this year. And I know you're going to have different stuff that you're into as well, being probably the most metalhead person of the bunch.
Yeah, we're actually trying to figure out what actually came out this year. That's my thing. I forgot to like separate all the stuff that I bought by the year, so I kind of like go through, you know, most of the other stuff. But you know, I will do my best at what I've bought and what I looked at, and you know, everything else is, you know, as good as it gets.
Yeah.
I can go.
So overall, how did you feel about new music this year? Just as a general.
You know, man, it was like, to me, it was kind of touch and go from the metal perspective. It was sort of like, if you were into like the extreme stuff, you could find a lot. I mean, I kind of based off a lot of what I get from, I follow the Blabbermouth Facebook feed. So I'm reading that up, you know, on who's coming out and whatever, and try to go through what's coming up on iTunes. Most of the time, either that or, you know, back and forth, you and I will, you know, you'll be like, oh, such and such is coming out with a record, and I'll jump on it and take a look and see what's going on. So it's been up and down. I feel like a lot of the, it's just sort of been kind of a mediocre, the records that have been out are good. Finding the stuff that's actually good and being able to hear it is becoming more difficult. So that's probably my one complaint about hard music these days.
Interesting.
So, you know, I mean, if you have Sirius, you know, I listen to Octane and Liquid Metal and stuff all the time. So I'm constantly hearing all of that stuff, but you're not going to hear anything on pop radio or anything on, you know, terrestrial radio as it is.
Sure.
Now, and now that I've got my kids, they're not too keen into hearing what I want to listen to these days anyway. So that kind of, you know, listening, and I have a much shorter commute also now. So I'm not, you know, going an hour to work anymore. I only got a 20-minute drive. So I can listen to stuff when I'm at work, most of the time. So, but yeah, you know, but the stuff that I was able to find has been pretty killer, you know, these days. So. Like my favorite, I think probably hands down one of my favorite albums this year was the Light the Torch record, which I was telling you about, with, you know, Howard from Killswitch and his band. And it's such a solid from start to finish. One of, like, if I was going to say my favorite, that's definitely my favorite this year. And specifically the track Raise the Dead was my favorite. It's got all the melody, it's got the hard edge, it's got, the band is really solid too. So You can't beat that in my mind, I guess. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Like the tour. Yeah, you. I think I listened to one single after you told me, and I still never got around to listening to the whole record. But it's tough. Like this year, I think this year I listened to less music than last year. I definitely listened to less music than last year, trying to absorb more and not just like consume as much as possible. Plus, like taking over hosting this podcast, you're spending a lot more time listening to bands' discographies and trying to do a lot of prep work for the show. So I'm like listening to old stuff more often. But like, I think we tried to revive the cycle last year, and we did an end of year recap. And I mentioned like last year I had gotten a subscription to Top Shelf Records, their vinyl subscription for the year, where I got all their releases. I did that this year again, because you know, $200, you get, you know, a whole bunch of, you know, what did I get? Like 16 vinyl records and some test presses and t-shirts. And, that's a pretty good deal. And then I added a Tiny, and I added, it was like $75 for the year. I added Tiny Engine's cassette subscription. And they threw in a bunch of other stuff on Bandcamp. So I like those, took a lot of my music listening, and I enjoyed a lot of what I got from both those labels this year. Not so much as I did last year from Top Shelf, but a lot of good stuff. It's funny that I Light the Torch being your favorite record, Howard from Killswitch Engage, it's like exactly the type of answer I would expect from you, because you love Killswitch and Howard so much.
Right, you know, it's got the mix of the heavy and the melodic. I'm a harmony and a melody freak, and I can handle, you know, the harder edge stuff, but the clean vocals and being able, a really well produced record, to me, I've always been a fan of, you know. Okay. So that's, you know, I mean, and it's like, you know, the other, you know, I'm sort of jealous that you've got all those subscriptions, because, I mean, I moved into a new house this year, so my subscription is a little, maybe a year away before I can start doing all of that stuff. But trying to keep my eyes out. But, you know, the cool part is, you know, the recommendations that you've thrown out at me have been pretty solid, too. So I can't complain too much about, you know, what's out there. It's just stuff that's just kind of touch and go when I can get around to listening to stuff.
Yeah.
So, but you know, and then finding things to work out too. That's the other thing. I like my, sort of my playlist, so I can do my workouts and my runs and stuff.
Yeah.
For my Spartans and whatnot. So
that's
that
cool.
Kind of
so,
cut into some stuff.
yeah, for sure. So Light the Torch, that was your favorite record. What were your other favorite records this year? What else did you really like?
You know, the one, like, I think the other, let me see if I can try to pull up some of the stuff that I was jamming to this year, because I was looking around and trying to put together some stuff. I think most of the stuff I pulled out were more like singles than even records. The Pop Evil song "Waking the Lion," I really dug that song. Super mellow, you know, super melodic, super kind of, I guess, poppy metal, if you were going to give it anything. That was really good. The other one, of course, you know, I have to mention the new POD record, since that came out. And I think that was not just good, but surprisingly better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
We were talking, you know, going through, you know, for everybody listening, you know, Brian and I will actually, whenever something's coming out, we're both listening to it. Well, actually, I think this one, we actually went track by track listening,
yeah, we did.
to it, listening to it separately
and
texting about each song, going, oh, well, that was kind of good, this one. And then it was like, oh, bah, what about this one? And I think we both really dug Home, right? Like, that was the song that was just like, whoa, where did that come from?
Yeah, the album Closer Home. Yeah, that's such a, it's, yeah, so good. Yeah,
I think, it just seems like that was the record that kind of went back to where they came from. It seemed, it's more, to me, it felt like a satellite era kind of a thing. It wasn't, I had some issues with some of the last couple of records because it seemed like all of the records started off, there was the guitar intro for every single one, and it was like the same, you know, the 8-bar guitar intro, and then they would come in with the band would kick in or something like that. This one was different. It went back more to that satellite, you know, the either Wolf would come up with his drums or, you know, the band would start up and kind of come into it. So that was kind of exciting.
I still like it less than Murdered Love. I would say that.
Jeff, you really dug Murdered Love a lot.
I thought the songs were catchier. I thought it had an overall start to finish better vibe than Home did. And because there's a track, I don't remember what song it is, but there's definitely a track in the middle of the new POD record, Circles, that I skip every time. So that's never a good sign.
The other piece I've done, now it's not, the album hasn't come out yet, but those two new Demon Hunter singles that came out last week, that got me excited.
Yeah.
But again, predictable because that's what I'm into.
yeah. You got the Demon Hunter tattoo on your leg.
I got that. And it's you know, there's a lot of cool stuff. A lot of back and forth. The other piece about this, trying to find my favorites of 2018, my Mac died. So, so I'm going off everything off of my phone, and my phone does not have everything on here, and I'm sort of kind of bummed about it. I have to get a new Mac. I mean, my hard drive is still alive. It's just the battery blew up. you ever see what Ben Titanium looks like? I can take you a picture and show it to you.
Oh, man. That's terrible. Yeah, so... The funny thing is, like, my top 10, there's some other smattering of stuff in my top 30, and I'll share a Spotify link in the show notes for this episode. But my top 10 is so, like, predictably on brand for me. It's all, like, emo and post-hardcore records. It's like... Which is funny because, like, last year all my favorite records were like these, female led like power pop, like Paramore and Wild Ones and Charlie Bliss. like if I just do a quick run through like my top 10, like Cursive, Vitriola, their first new record in a few years. That's just kind of a return to a bit more of their violent pent-up frustration rage emo as opposed to some of the more arty stuff they were doing later. This band Pool Kids, who I just discovered, they put out a record called Music to Practice Safe Sex To, which is a ridiculously awesome title, but I really like it's like a 90s, like super awesome throwback 90s emo. There's a band, Good Game, a math rock band that I just discovered. I went on Bandcamp and I just like searched what was new in the math rock hashtag. And their record came up, and the first track on their EP is called Super Collider, I Just Met Her, which is such a great pun reference for a song name. And it's really good. Death Cab for Cutie's new record, the new Restorations record, LP 5000, is really good. Me Without You's new record, the Deaf Heaven record, Piano's Become the Teeth, and then my top two in parallel, and the new Hope Soul record just blew me away and was amazing. And that's been my favorite record since it came out. So
that new Hope Soul was really, really good. I didn't know. I mean, I'm not as big a Hope Soul fan as like you and JR are. But listening to that was very easy to listen to. It was very cool to just turn on and just let it go. And, you know, there would be moments when it would come in, but I would just be like, whoa, like, that's kind of neat. I'd kind of go back and look. I must have replayed a couple of tracks on there because they just sounded really sweet. So that was a really good recommendation from you. Not that I'm surprised at all. I mean, they put out really decent records too. But that one, I think that one is, if I had to like rank I'll probably put that as like my number two favorite Hope Swallow record.
Yeah.
So a couple other records to note. The new Atreyu came out this year. And I know you're not a huge Atreyu guy.
Nope.
And as far as like I'm a Atreyu fan, their last couple of records have been kind of meh. Like, they're good, but I could pick tracks off of them and say these were the best tracks. The album as a whole was sort of kind of mediocre at best. And even looking over here on like iTunes, it got a 4-star rating on iTunes, but I would probably give it more like a 3-star if I had to give anything. The new Parkway Drive, you ever heard of these guys?
Oh yeah, I love Parkway Drive. Oh yeah, I've been.
Dude, their new record is so good. Reverence is just, it's rad, man.
I didn't even know they were still making music. Yeah.
Yeah, they put out a really good. Check out the track The Void and the track Prey.
Okay.
Those two songs are absolutely 100% killer. And another one, I'll throw one out to you. I don't know if it'll surprise you, but the new Judas Priest record, Firepower, that's a definite. If you're going to listen to some like old school, I mean, Rob Halford, Judas Priest. Judas Priest always sounds like Judas Priest, but it's so good. And even though they don't have KK Downing in the band anymore, like the guys that there's only like three original members of the band now, but they still put the power together, and it's a shredder by a lot.
Oh.
I will mention one other sort of honorable mention, because I did kind of listen to the record, and we can kind of discuss this one. The new Under Oath.
Okay, we can discuss this. I have not listened to it, because like Aaron and Spencer are kind of, they're doing their own thing, I guess they've always been the focal points of the band, which kind of sucks because you see things with like the other members and you're like, yeah, they seem like cool down to earth dudes and like. But I didn't think the singles that were released were that good, so I didn't even bother wasting my time or money or energy on the new Under Oath.
Did you listen to I Hate It? That one track I told you about. That was third single. And you know, if that one, like I said, seems like the most like Christian-esque song that they put out lyrically. And as far as the album is concerned, that's probably one of the better songs on there. On My Teeth was okay. I wasn't big on Rapture. I thought Rapture kind of sucked. A lot of their stuff is just, it's just, I don't know. I think that their whole deal now is, you know, let's make up for lost time. They're definitely more commercial now, and the shock value of, you know, them doing what they're doing. I'm sure they're getting paid. And I mean, they may not be doing it for the money, but it's hard to come from where we are to go, yeah, you know, you're angry at the church or whatever have you, and we get it. And it just, I don't know. It was an okay record. Still not, you know, they're only chasing safety or anything like that, which I that's one of my favorite ones. I don't know. They could do better.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm cool if you're gonna, you know, put your stuff out and you're gonna say what you're gonna say and you're gonna be, you know, away. I'm not one of those, you know, the fans that are just like, well, just because they are who they are, I'm not gonna listen to them. I mean, if you put out quality music, I'll listen to it, but it's not very quality, in my opinion. Yeah, there's not a whole lot. I'm actually at the point with everything from this year, I'm definitely looking more forward to what's coming out next year. I think next year is going to be a really solid year for music. There's a lot of bands that are put a lot of pre-releases out and for stuff that's going to be coming out in the springtime.
Yeah, what are you looking forward to outside of the new Demon Hunter? Because I know you're stoked for that.
Roll Riot, yeah. So the new Demon Hunter, War and Peace, definitely. The new Killswitch, I'm actually looking forward to whenever they come out with that. And I'm actually more curious. The album is probably going to be good, but I'm definitely looking forward to that track with Howard. So yeah. Jesse Leach and Howard doing a song together, that's going to be really, really good. some of the other stuff I was looking at, there was coming, there's some pre-releases. Switchfoot's got a new album getting ready to come out. So I'm kind of looking forward to see what that's going to sound like. There's a new Papa Roach coming out. The first track I put from that is okay, but, you know, that's all right. What was the other one? There's a new Rival Sons record getting to come out, so that'll be... I kind of got into them a little while ago. They're kind of something fun to put on the background to listen to when I'm at work just to kind of kill time. But they have that clutch feel to them, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
So I really dig that. And, Pedro the Lion's new record's coming out. So I'm a little, I'm kind of, my ears kind of perked up when that announcement. So that'll be kind of good. What's the other
stuff coming up?
I'm super stoked for Pedro the Lion. American Football has a new record coming out. Zayo's got new music coming out. Jimmy World's been in studio.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other one. There was somebody else that I saw. Oh, I mean, I could tell you Dream Theater, but there's nothing different there. I'm pretty like, yeah, you know, but there's new Soil work. Well, that's a live record coming out. There was one that I saw the other day, and I was sort of like, oh, there's a new Act of Gates EP that's coming out, and. And I'm actually going to be kind of listening up to see what As I Lay Dying decides they want to do. They seem to be getting a very positive reviews from that tour they just got off of.
Yeah.
And the, you know, they put their single out earlier this year. And the single, I really like the single. Again, I'm pretty predictable on that. That vein. But My Own Grave, if they're doing, you know, that kind of a thing, it's typical As I Lay Dying. But I could see if they decided to put something together, it would be pretty impressive. I think it'd be pretty good. They don't usually disappoint with most of their stuff.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about As I Lay Dying.
Yeah, I think people are going to. Well, I don't think there's anything any way around that. I mean, that's sort of the, no pun intended, that's the grave he built. I mean, he dug his own and Tim sort of had to prove his way out.
Yeah, I mean, I was a fan, but I got rid of all my records when all that stuff went down. And
yeah, I mean, have you been following the stuff that they were doing, like, you know, just donating, you know, where they've like donated funds to specific organizations?
I have not.
Proceeds. Yeah, he's been, I mean, they've been making it a point of, you know, he, one of the shows they did, they just took the proceeds and all of the profits and they threw it to a women's organization, you know. So it was, I mean, he's really trying to, like, I mean, I give him credit to at least give him a shot. He's got a lot to live up to. So
yeah,
we'll see where that goes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, well, yeah, time will tell.
Thanks for listening to As the Story Grows. Our theme song was written and composed by the legendary Bob Nana. If you like what you hear, subscribe on iTunes and give the show a rating and review. If you'd like to support the show financially, click on the Patreon link at asthestorygrows.com. If you enjoyed this episode, share it on social media with your friends. Much appreciated, and thanks for listening.
Diving into a zoo.